You're listening to Leadership Podcast, a series of short, insightful discussions with experts in the field of volunteer leadership. Brought to you by the AREA Center for Leadership Development and the Center for Association Leadership. Your interviewer is Elaine LaChapelle.
Yvonne Camus is a working mom of twin boys, but she's better known as a member of Team Canada at the World Championships of Adventure Racing, which we also know as Eco Challenge. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, in your presentations, you speak of enthusiasm being a renewable resource. Can you give me a better idea what that means?
Well, I think what Eco Challenge magnified to me as a business person and an athlete is that the question that presents itself to us so often isn't whether we are capable of more of ourselves. It's whether we're willing to do more. And so for me, what I found was rebuilding enthusiasm within ourselves for the effort it takes on a daily basis to create success in our lives, create success in our businesses, create success around us. Is renewable, that you can figure out over time what it is that helps keep you excited about working hard, about giving, you know, of yourself and getting more out of others around you, is a focus that's worth making in your life to figure out for yourself, you know, how it is that you stay engaged at a top level in the important areas around you.
Wow. And anything in particular you drew upon or draw upon to make that resource renewable?
Raising your consciousness of how fragile that resource is within ourselves is one. And as a result of that, for what I see being very effective are things like making sure you have the right people around you. So surrounding yourself with people who bring the best out of you and are excited to see you get better and improve and encourage you along the way. That to me is one of the key factors of maintaining enthusiasm. And I think you have to be very protective of your environment of success. And for me, I do a lot of things, like whether it's a lot of positive reading, a lot of good music, a lot of good people, just to maintain that enthusiasm is important.
Wow. And now I want to pick off something you said, because I've heard you talk about having raving fans and being a raving fan of your teammates. You referred to it a little bit there. Do you want to expand on that a bit?
I love that whole component that we found in success on our team of being raving fans. And what that statement means to me is that you are willing to voice your support, you're willing to show your support, and you're willing to give it. And one of the things our team really discovered was the fact that often people needed support and encouragement the most at times when they deserved it the least. So at times when mistakes were made, it was a time when people already felt bad about what they had done, and to layer on top of that criticism or discouragement to us, we found, was just the wrong way to go. So we discovered that even just cheering each other on out loud, in corny kind of ways at times, was so well received. And our captain at one point had told us that, you know, in his experience, which was he had a lot of experience of racing, he said, you know, he had tried everything, whether it was anger or criticism or withdrawal, and he said nothing has ever worked as effectively as just downright full-on encouragement. And so we really made a commitment to that. Our team made a commitment to just voicing our support for each other, regardless of whether the performance was perfect, that it was progress, not perfection, for our team.
Excellent. And interesting, and a bit counterintuitive to some of the things we usually draw on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've talked about how we need to visualize success, and that's obviously something you believe to be important. Can you elaborate on that?
For us, we had the benefit of some assistance through sports psychologists before we raced. And I found that consistently over time, no matter who it was that was helping us, they continued to discuss with us just how important it was to be able to visualize yourself as successful, as completing the task, and not just the completion or the result, but visualizing the progress and the process involved in getting there. So seeing yourself involved in the process that it would take to be successful. So we would do visualization exercises that were very simple, whether it was simply closing your eyes, taking a deep breath in and exhaling the clouds away and seeing a blue sky. A very simple visualization exercise, but one that really exemplifies the need to see a process ending in a result.
You know what, I'm going to have to ask you that question again. I'm sorry, can you not have anyone come in here, please? Thank you. Okay. I should have put signs on the door. Okay, I'm just going to ask you the last one again, so take a second. Now, you talked about how we need to visualize success, and I know that's something you believe strongly in, but can you tell me a little bit more what that involves?
Visualization for us became something that was overriding in our success throughout the race. We had the benefit of having some sports psychologists help us prior to racing, and no matter who it was, they consistently, different people, had told us just how important it was to be able to visualize yourself, not only successful in the result of what you were trying to achieve, but successful in the execution of the process involved in getting that result. So we would do visualization exercises. We would talk about how good it would feel, you know, not only to stand on the podium at the end of the race, but to actually complete it as a process together and involving ourselves in that. And we did simple visualization exercises, ones as simple as closing your eyes and visualizing a cloudy sky, and then taking a deep breath in and exhaling and blowing those clouds away so the sky was blue. And believe it or not, an exercise as simple as that can really just change your state of mind, your state of energy within yourself. And it's been demonstrated time and again through business and athletics that being able to stay focused on a positive goal means you move towards that instead of away from it. And we really embrace that for ourselves in the race. And then I've taken it forward into my own life, whether it's personal goals or business goals. Being able to create a vision of what I want to move towards has been tremendously beneficial.
And have you done that with others on your team in your business life?
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, I think a lot of people are familiar with, most recently, things like The Secret, where they talk about creating a vision board. And I really believe in a lot of that. I put up signs around my shower. I collect quotes or put great screensavers on my computer. So I think there is an impact to us on a daily basis that you can create that's just a little bit different to set a different mindset and a different energy.
Wonderful. Well, that's a great note to end on. I've been speaking with Yvonne Camus about the lessons she's learned as a competitor of the Eco Challenge.
You've been listening to Leadership Podcast. To subscribe to this podcast, go to aria.com/leadership or calt.ca.